Here's a budget breakdown of a couple that lives in New York. So there's a couple that makes $500,000 a year together, and they say they have no money.
No, because it's really easy to live beyond your means here. You know, some people can get an apartment where they're paying $2,000 a month rent, and there's other people that get amazing apartments that are paying $10,000 a month rent. So the more money you make, you know, it's like, what are they spending their money on? I mean, it all depends on what they've decided to do with their money. I mean, you know me, I'm cheap as anything. Like, when I was making the most money in my life, I was living the cheapest I possibly could. But there's people that, you know, there's people that if their monthly nut, like if they're taking in $8,000 a month, they're going to spend $7,000 a month.
See, that's the thing. The more money you make, the more money you spend. And it's just, it all comes back. But I'm thinking if you make together $500,000 a year, you shouldn't be living paycheck to paycheck. I'm sorry, but
it's so easy to do here. I'm telling you, it's so easy to do, like between taking Ubers and ordering in. And like I said, you know, especially during COVID, like maybe they got a bigger apartment. Rents can be very expensive here, or a mortgage. It's really easy to live beyond your means in this city. I mean, there's some cities that even if you tried, like I remember I went down to Charlotte to visit you and someone showed me an entire house that cost the same that I was paying a month for my apartment.
Right. For the whole house, and you can buy
for the whole house. I can have the whole house. It's not like I was just renting a room in the house. You can have the whole house for what you're paying for your tiny studio apartment on 55th Street.
If you told me to find you a house for 10 grand, I could find you a house for 10 grand.
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
Own tax title and tag out the door. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So $500,000 a year they're making. One is a lawyer, one's a doctor. $500,000. So 401k. So they're putting money back, both of them. They're putting $18,000 a year back in 401k. Then.
That's not very much.
It's not very much at all.
That's tiny.
And then 40% tax rate, because your tax rate goes up when you make that much.
That's
so
right.
Now we're down to $278,000 a year.
Right.
Then
okay.
Got you
it.
Have child care, two kids, 42
oh,
grand
wait,
a year.
Hang on a minute. You didn't say they had two kids.
Still, it's $500,000 a year.
Two kids.
$500,000 a year. I'm probably
right,
never going to make that in my life.
You don't understand. In New York City, the best schools are the private schools. So what they're spending just on schools for the kids, people make in a year.
Okay. Child care, two kids, 42 grand. Food for four for a year, 23 grand, which I think.
That's too little. That's way too little. What are they eating bagels every day and that's it?
That's McDonald's.
Bagels and rice?
That's McDonald's every day. Okay, mortgage, $60,000 a year.
That's a lot. See, that's what I'm talking about.
$60,000 a year?
Yeah, what is that?
How much is that a month?
It's like $5,000 a month.
Okay, that's cheap in New York probably for a
what?
House for four.
A mortgage? No. Mortgage, $5,000 a month, that is a big place they live in. That's a lot of money.
Okay.
I could never afford a mortgage like that.
Home maintenance, $5,000.
Okay, like stuff breaks, I get it.
Yeah, property tax, $20,000.
Right.
$20,000 for property tax.
Yeah.
Then you have property insurance, which is $2,500. You have a car payment, so you have two cars.
So okay, stop right there. They live in New York City?
Yes.
Okay, you don't need a car in New York City. I could save you money right there, honey. Neither one of you need a car, let alone two cars. Let me tell you something about car ownership in New York City. Not only is your lease going to be a little more expensive because you live in the city and it's higher risk because there's so many cars around that could bump into you and scratch your car. Unless you have an apartment that you get a parking spot with it, parking spots in New York City start at $450 a month.
Okay, so then you have gas and you have car insurance. So together, that's $17,000 a year, they're saying. For
okay,
both
that's
cars,
what
gas,
but
and
I
insurance.
I could save them $17,000 a year. It's New York City. You don't need a car.
Okay, so take that out. Life insurance, $2,500 a month.
Well, that's they choose to do that.
Well, because they got two kids.
But just have a will. Where do you think the money's going?
Clothes for four people for a year. No fancy bags. No fancy shoes. Still comes up to $9,500 a year.
That's very little for four people.
Right. So you would add some to that. Then you have children's lessons, which are sports, piano, violin, whatever.
Okay, come on. Your kids do not need all that. That's what I'm telling you about private schools. Public school offers that stuff. You can do all kinds of after-school activities for free at a public school.
Charity. They give 18 grand a year to charity, so that's good. Undergrad and graduate student loans.
That's the biggie.
Pay that. Yep. $32,000 a year.
Mine's $50,000.
$50,000 a year?
I owe $50,000 in student loans still. I owe $50,000. I don't spend, that's how much I owe. I mean, I give like what I call a token of my appreciation every month, which only comes to about, I think mine is about maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a year, which is why I can't get ahead of it.
Yeah, how's that working for you? And then,
not good.
Then you say miscellaneous because something always comes up. So they're only putting 10 grand for the year into miscellaneous, which it's probably more than that. Because if you own a house, something's always going to break.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So total cost for everything is $271,000. What's left? $7,300 a year.
But they are living beyond their means. Nobody needs to be in a house, in an apartment. If they're okay, so think of it like this. If their mortgage is $5,000 a month, that's just the mortgage. The building also probably has maintenance fees. Okay?
Which is $5,000 a year, and that's what they're adding into this.
Wait. Okay, so mortgage and maintenance together is $5,000 a month.
Right.
$5,000 a month. You said $60,000 a year.
Well, $60,000 a year for the mortgage. Home maintenance is $5,000. So you're figuring $65,000 for home and maintenance.
Okay, that's too much. What I'm telling you is they're living beyond their means. They're living in an apartment.
So they need to get a smaller place.
They need to get a smaller place or something in a less nice neighborhood. You don't have to live on Park Avenue. You can certainly go live on First Avenue like I did. You know what I mean? Like you can go live. And you don't have to live right in the middle of everything.
That's $5,000 a month. So $5,000 a month for a home, a 3-bedroom home in Manhattan is probably what you're going to spend.
No, that's beyond their means. I'm telling you, it's way too much.
But they make $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a good thing they do.
You're making $500,000 a year. You can't live in Manhattan.
I can. Single people can. You know, but if you have kids and you're insisting on giving them piano lessons and violin lessons and whatever other lessons they're having, look, $17,000 a year just so your kids can take lessons for stuff. I mean, you can do that for free at school. I'm sorry. There's no reason at all why. Oh, you can do it for free on YouTube. You don't need to have somebody come to your house and teach your 3-year-old violin.
So basically what we're saying is if you make between $500,000 to $800,000 a year, we feel bad for you. You're living beyond your means. That is insane.
No, but they are living beyond their means. I can live very comfortably on half that.
Between both of them, we'll divide this by 2. It's 304 divided by 2. So they're both living on pretty much $76 a week that they can spend.
You know what? I would never use either one of them as a doctor or a lawyer. They sound like terrible decision makers.
I think if you live in New York, you're a terrible decision maker. That's what this says to me, that you're paying $20,000 a year in taxes. Move. There, I saved you so much money.
So much money, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Be a doctor and be a lawyer in Charleston, South Carolina. You'll live like a king.